Milwaukee recently named its 2016 Artists of the Year. This year, they are visual artist Della Wells and writer Dasha Kelly.
Della Wells creates collages and dolls celebrated by art critics for their bright and whimsical design while addressing issues that are serious, like mental illness.
And Dasha Kelly is a poet whose spoken word is lettered to HBO's Deaf Poetry Jam. Her most recent novel, Almost Crimson, is a story of a complex relationship between mother and daughter. The two artists join us now to tell us more about their work and making art and being creative in Milwaukee. Della, thanks for joining us and congratulations.
Thank you.
And Dasha, welcome to the show. Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you.
Well, Della, let's start with you. Quilts, collages, dolls, children's book illustrations. What kind of things do you keep coming back to? What inspires you to create this art?
Life, people that I know. I make art. Instead of getting mad at people, I make art. And and I like fairy tales. As, you know, as a child, I like reading fairy tales and myths. And fairy tales I find in, you know, cartoons, like grew up with Mighty Mouse and those sort of things. But fairy tales are very, you know, promoted as being very sweet, but they're also very dark.
And as I understand it, you didn't start out in life thinking of yourself as an artist or making art. You started in your 40s, I think it was. So what led you to start creating?
Well, actually, what started me to start creating was at the time I was going to Milwaukee Area Technical College, and I was studying to be a psychologist. And my advisor at the time told me I needed some humanities, so I took an art survey course. I knew a little bit about art survey. In the early 70s, I used to be involved with an African American art gallery in Milwaukee that. Called Gallery Toward the Black Aesthetics. To make a long story short, I wrote a paper on an artist in Milwaukee, Evelyn Patricia Terry, and she remembered that I drew Picasso-like drawings, and she was trying to get me to do art for 2 years.
And you finally started doing it.
I finally did, yeah.
And Dasha, let's bring you in now. Poetry, fiction, this new novel, Almost Crimson. Can you tell us about Almost Crimson a little bit, please?
Sure. It's the story of a woman who she grows up with a mother that has a debilitating form of depression. So she goes through the cycles as a child of not understanding and then being afraid of being taken and then being protective of her mother and then being angry that they're both in a situation and then ultimately resigning herself that this is just going to be her forever lot in life, taking care of this woman and waiting for her own mental illness, her crazy gene, as she calls it, to explode. As an adult, she has an opportunity to realize a different present for the both of them, and then she realizes that codependency is also a very real thing. So it definitely does navigate how she ended up in the space where she is, how she's able to reimagine, and you can reimagine your youth, but it already happened. So how do you move forward? How do you ask yourself questions? How do you redefine adult relationships? And how do you also broker this conversation about mental health and mental illness and all of the phases that come in between?
And Dasha, this is a novel. You also write poetry. You perform it live. What's different between writing and creating that poetry with maybe a mind to performing it versus writing a novel?
I had someone use a comparison that a short story or a poem is dating and a novel is a very long-term relationship. So it's definitely an investment of time. And I think between the two, you know, it's all about stories. It's all about just having this idea of a voice or of someone's position or even an interaction and then always asking what if and then what and then what. And as you keep asking those questions, you know, these imaginary characters become very real. These poems, you get beyond the easy facts and get to the so what. So being able to go through that process and then once it's finished, you know, being able to share that work on stage or share that work in a workshop, it just adds another dimension because now you're including other humans in the process. And as writers, it's used, and even Della with making her collages, we're very solitary. It's us and our ideas and however we set up our creative space. So finding ways to let other humans into that creative space is always a really interesting venture.
Talking to Dasha Kelly, she's a writer, and Della Wells, a visual artist. They are Milwaukee's 2016 Artists of the Year. Reading both of your bios and all the stuff you're doing, I want to ask each of you this question. You're doing so much. How do you make time for your art? And Dasha, let's start with you. Does the time for writing just come naturally, or do you really have to make it happen?
Making it happen is the goal. I kind of steal minutes here and there and always have this ambition of having that writing schedule and every Tuesday at such and such a time. But because it's there, you know, I've really become committed and kind of obsessed with indoor plumbing and a roof and food. We have to do these other things on the side to make sure that our art is being supported, and we're also supporting our families. So it's really cramming it in and getting to a point where, you know, and it starts with us, where we have to be as protective of that creative time as we have our family and friends and coworkers and that kind of thing to say, well, on Tuesdays at this time, I'm not available because I'm always writing or I'm always working on a show. And I just haven't found, it feels like a luxury to be able to do that. So I know personally as an artist, and I've been creating and doing this work for many, many years, and I still have to give myself permission to set aside this time to create because it is just me in this creative space, and it can feel very selfish and very indulgent, even though this is what makes me breathe, even though this is what fuels, you know, all of the work, vocation and avocation that comes, you know, through this household.
And
so
Della,
I try to get it where I can.
And Della, I wanted to ask you the same thing. I mean, there's the dolls and the collages, and I think you're involved in a documentary and children's book illustrating and art organizations. Is it hard to find the time to sit down and make your art?
I think it is for most women to find the time to do anything. But, you know, it's a commitment. You know, it's a commitment to your craft. You have to make the time. You have to set, you know, you have to set aside time. And sometimes people don't understand it, but you have to do it for you. You have to make the time.
Mm-hmm.
I found that seasonal works really well for me. I was at a conference within the last year or so, and it was a table of women, and we were just talking about all the things that we do and get done. And one of them was talking about how she functions in cycles, where she has this is amount, you know, she has this time. She knows that in the fall, for example, when she starts thinking of new works, and then in the winter she crafts them. Spring she starts to book them, and in the summer she's out and about. So she's not challenging and going against her natural grain in the summer to try to create work when that's when she's out and about. And it just made so much sense. And then we kind of fell into this really obvious conversation just about, you know, circadian cycles, and just we have functioned like that. And as women, as humans in general, but particularly as women, you know, things are cyclical. So having that in my mindset this summer, I've kind of said it makes sense because I'm not in as many meetings and running as much. So I'm making time in the backyard to do a lot more writing and reading.
Interesting. Does it flow like that for you too, Della?
Yes. And I think, and I don't know if Dasha would agree. I mean, I'm always thinking about art when I'm not working. Okay.
Yes.
And I always thinking about projects. But you know, for me, you know, particularly, you know, being a senior, you know, you have to make time. I mean, you you can be grandmother, great grandmother, mother, cook, basket maker, chef, whatever. You have to make time for you have to make time for yourself and make time for your craft.
I want to ask both of you about making art in Milwaukee. Dasha mentioned that the work you do can be solitary. Della, do you feel like you're part of, though, an art community in Milwaukee?
Yeah, I feel I'm part of the art community, but but for me, I agree with Dasha. The part of creating is solidary, and doing it alone. But you know, I just don't show in Milwaukee. I talk to artists all the countries and some artists, other parts of the world. So I feel part of the artist community in general. Not just Milwaukee.
And Dasha, do I have this right? You're involved with a collective, a writing collective?
Yes. Stillwater's Collective is an outreach that I founded 16 years ago, and it was a way and a space for other artists, writers, performers, just to have One, for us to support one another in the works and projects that we have going on, and two, just to make a regular space for us to listen to one another, whether it's old works or new works or experiments and or showcases and bringing in outside guests and everything in the middle. So, and over the years, it's evolved to where probably 90% of our attention now is working with young people. So, again, teaching them, one, how to craft that, how to put form to that really loose emotion that we don't really know what to call yet. It's just disrupting everything, or it just is just hovering over this memory or attached to this person. So giving them the tool to be able to articulate that creatively, and then giving them the space to be able to share, so that as a collective, and they also build, you know, they build community, creating together in a very intimate experience. And you know, you can't help but see the human in other people when you're listening and encouraging and giving them voice when they're telling their stories. So this collective has grown to be multi-generational and definitely encouraging people throughout the city to listen and speak.
And briefly, Della, can you leave us, I'm sure a lot of our listeners maybe have that voice they want to find, whether it's art or writing or whatever. Can you give a quick bit of inspiration to someone to give it a try and find that artistic expression?
I say do it. When you receive criticism, take what you need, leave it. And finally, and I tell all artists this, don't believe your own hype. Because sometimes we can be so wrapped up in ourselves, you know, we can't get to the creative process. And, don't believe your hype.
Della and Dasha, congratulations again. Thanks for spending some of your valuable time with us, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, thank you.
We've been talking to Milwaukee's Artists of the Year. Della Wells is a visual artist. Dasha Kelly is a writer, a performer, and a social entrepreneur.